George Chin.
My dad came here in 1938. I was not born yet. Well, my granddad was in Danville, Illinois, and he had contacted his son, my dad, who was living in Cedar Rapids, Iowa at the time. And he said that there was a Chinese hand laundry on the campus of University of Illinois here in Champaign for sale, and it was a good opportunity for him. So my dad somehow got here by bus and took the opportunity and bought the business. Early, there's two other Chinese hand laundries in town, so there's three. And I would remember my dad was just getting so angry that he would get into these price wars. And he was frustrating because the competitor was always beating his price. So eventually he did kind of create a new marketing strategy that worked very, very effectively. He started doing pickup service at all the fraternities. So he would do pickup and delivery. That was kind of ingenious of him to do that. And I remember that we expanded, doubled the size of our laundry business. We lived above the Chinese hand laundry. Well, the floor above that was an attic. My dad converted the attic to house Chinese students. So we had six graduate students living with us. My parents were working very hard in their business when they opened their first restaurant. So between the two of them, they had to split their time between the restaurant and the Chinese hand laundry. My mom had done most of the in-home schooling, so we were off at elementary school all day long. I remember writing Chinese, except I can't write Chinese today. You know, at some time and point, I kind of said, I want to be American, and I kind of declared that. So I quit learning to read and write. When I went to school and realized, wow, I didn't speak very much English and it was just difficult to communicate, I just needed to jump in with both feet and so I can get assimilated pretty quickly. Mom and Dad said, oh, we want you to be the first doctor in the family. Well, I didn't get that far. I ended up graduating from University of Illinois, and then I decided I wanted to go into business, and my brother and I opened our very first restaurants, Eddie's Deli, an open-air cafe right in the basement level of the old House of Chin on 6th Street. So we ended up becoming restaurateurs from there. You know, there's just so many wonderful things about Champaign. My wife was offered a tenure-track professorship up in law school in Chicago. It's just a whole different lifestyle. And eventually my wife said, no, we're not going to leave this community. I'm not going to accept it. So we ended up staying here in Champaign.